Coverage of Arizona science and innovation news on KJZZ is supported by Coder Camps, educating and training Arizona's tech force at their Scottsdale campus and online. More information is at CoderCamps.com.
When two ambulances, sirens blaring, get to an intersection at the same time, which one gets to go first? It's a scenario that can result in accidents and add precious seconds to responding time. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reports on new technology Maricopa County, together with federal and state traffic planners, is testing to transmit real-time road information to vehicles.
As cars get smarter, so do transportation departments. And if the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration passes a proposed rule, all automakers will have to include vehicle-to-vehicle communication in every new car.
It happens so fast that I can't get the little steps that are occurring for you guys to visualize.
Larry Head walks through a demo of the project in Anthem. He directs the University of Arizona's Transportation Institute and works with Maricopa County. They've developed a system to connect traffic signals and cars.
So the idea is the cars are talking to each other. They can also talk to the infrastructure. They can talk to the traffic signals and say, here I am. And the traffic signals can say, oh, I see you're there. Let me give you a green light and let you go through.
It gives the car a map of the lane lines.
This is a high definition map. This isn't what you get from Google.
And it's like a special dialect, car talk, if you will.
I like to call it the language of the road. Right? And it's going to begin speaking to you, and it's going to be an active part of what you get in your vehicle, hopefully to keep drivers more engaged and reduce accidents.
So how exactly does that work? It's sort of like super fast Wi-Fi. Imagine a router on top of a traffic signal sending information like crash sites or school zones through wavelengths. The car would have a sensor, like a laptop, taking in that information and telling the driver what to expect. For now, Maricopa County Department of Transportation is testing that technology on emergency vehicles, and this is only one of seven places this is happening in the country. Faisal Saleem is the Smart Program Drive Manager at MCDOT.
Definitely, the systems improve the safety of the responders. And then the second goal is to improve the response time.
He says when the emergency vehicles have the technology, the traffic signal will change its pattern to allow one priority if there are two at an intersection.
It's the future that we are looking forward to, because this is just one application. US DOT has more than 50 applications.
For MCDOT traffic planners like Denise Lacey, this future tech means a shift in how congestion is typically managed on the roadways.
We have to change our mode of thinking a little tiny bit to try and determine how we prepare for that in the future, and there's a lot of studies going on for that nationwide.
As the county uses this information to find where cars are at a given time, the inevitable question comes up, how is my car's data going to be used? U of A Transportation Institute Director Larry Head says the system has been designed to make it impossible to keep and track data like that.
So every 5 minutes, the vehicle changes its ID. And there's nothing in the message that goes out over the wave that is identifiable back to the vehicle.
And the next question, what if the system's hacked?
What we don't want are fake cars out there. Somebody driving down the road saying, I'm going to tell everybody I'm 10 cars and clearing the road so they can get through.
Head says it's a huge concern and the program is developing countermeasures. So, did the demo work?
Now the signal just changed to red. Now what happened?
In the car, you can see what map we're on and that another emergency vehicle is approaching.
We want to minimize the delay to the transit vehicle in an intelligent way.
It's sort of stop and go, with the delay to the other vehicle because there are cars on the road. It's not a test track. This is being tested on busy Anthem streets.
There we got our green and we get to go.
So they're still working out the bugs, testing the new technology. But the goal is, starting in 2021, every new car will have the sensors, and local traffic signals could soon be talking to a car on a road near you. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Anthem.